You're listening to an African Elements top news story for July 2nd, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Why are Haitian migrants facing mass deportation today? Global Haitian advocacy networks are mobilizing against what they warn is an imminent humanitarian catastrophe. Driven by regional judicial rollbacks and aggressive enforcement campaigns, tens of thousands of Haitian asylum seekers face forced repatriation. These individuals are being sent back to a homeland that is currently destabilized by gang violence and near-total institutional collapse. To fully comprehend the current crisis, one must look beyond the immediate headlines. The modern push to deport Haitians from both the United States and the Dominican Republic is not a sudden policy shift. Rather, it is the continuation of a century-old architecture of exclusion, racial discrimination, and regional deterrence. This crisis connects deeply to the history of the African diaspora. Black migrants have continuously fought against discriminatory state policies across the Americas. By understanding the historical roots of these modern policies, the structural nature of this exclusion becomes clear. The narrative of exclusion is tracing back to the historic Haitian Revolution, which shaped global politics regarding Black self-determination. Today, that legacy of resistance remains crucial. By looking closely at the historical record, one can see how systemic biases continue to shape the lives of modern asylum seekers. The Dominican Republic has carried out an aggressive campaign to deport undocumented Haitian migrants. In late 2024, Dominican President Luis Abinader announced a highly strict enforcement policy. This mandate targeted the deportation of up to 10,000 people per week. The policy has led to over 250,000 expulsions, marked by allegations of severe human rights violations. These enforcement actions involve arbitrary detentions, racial profiling, and collective expulsions. Historically, the roots of this modern migration enforcement lie in anti-Haitianismo. This state-sponsored, racialized ideology emerged during the 19th and 20th centuries. Under the dictatorial rule of Rafael Trujillo from 1930 to 1961, the Dominican state institutionalized a national identity centered on Spanish heritage and whiteness. It cast Black, Creole-speaking Haitians as cultural and biological threats to the nation. Consequently, in October 1937, Trujillo ordered the systematic slaughter of Haitian residents living in the northwestern borderlands. Dominican soldiers used the pronunciation of the Spanish word for parsley, perejil, to identify Haitians. Fleeing individuals who spoke Haitian Creole and could not roll the Spanish letter R were targeted for execution. Similar to other historic acts of racial terror, the state targeted these individuals based on ethnic identity. The Parsley Massacre resulted in the deaths of 9,000 to 30,000 Haitian men, women, and children within a few days. This mass violence shattered decades of cross-border coexistence and left a permanent legacy of state-sanctioned prejudice. The modern legal mechanism for mass deportations in the Dominican Republic was codified in September 2013. The Dominican Constitutional Court issued Judgment TC 168-13, which is colloquially known as La Sentencia. This ruling retroactively stripped birthright citizenship from anyone born in the Dominican Republic to undocumented parents between 1929 and 2010. It immediately targeted generations of families who had established deep ties to the nation. Overnight, over 200,000 Dominicans of Haitian descent became stateless in the country of their birth. Statelessness is a profound legal condition that denies individuals a legal identity and fundamental human rights. Without proper documentation, stateless people live in what advocates call a civil death. They are administratively barred from accessing basic public services, such as enrolling in public schools and receiving public health care. In response to international condemnation, the Dominican government passed Law 169-14 in May 2014 to provide a path to naturalization. However, this process failed completely due to unrealistic timelines and onerous requirements. Individuals had to register as foreigners in their own birth country, and fewer than 9,000 successfully applied. 10 years after the ruling, as many as 130,000 Dominicans of Haitian descent remain stateless. They are excluded from formal employment, cannot open bank accounts, and live in constant fear of deportation. In the United States, the federal government has also built a complex system of migration deterrence. In late June 2026, the Supreme Court of the United States handed down a 6-3 decision in Mullen v. Doe. The court ruled that the executive branch's decisions regarding temporary protected status are not subject to judicial review. This landmark decision cleared the path for the termination of protections for approximately 350,000 Haitian nationals residing in the United States. This ruling places them at risk of deportation back to unstable, high-violence territories. Historically, the treatment of Haitian asylum seekers by the United States government has long relied on deterrence and offshoring. Following the September 1991 military coup that overthrew President Jean-Bertrand Aristide, over 30,000 Haitians fled on makeshift boats. Under the George H.W. Bush and Bill Clinton administrations, the United States Coast Guard systematically intercepted Haitian vessels at sea. This practice of maritime interdiction was used as an extraterritorial border control tool to stop migrants before they could reach United States soil and acquire legal rights. The intercepted migrants were diverted to the United States Naval Base at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, which became a high-security holding facility. In a highly controversial chapter, the United States quarantined 268 HIV-positive Haitian refugees at Camp Bulkley behind razor wire. In 1993, U.S. District Judge Sterling Johnson Jr. ordered the camp closed, declaring it an unconstitutional prison camp. This policy of deterrence highlighted a systemic racial disparity in enforcement. Fleeing Haitians were categorized as economic migrants, while Cuban refugees fleeing a communist regime were largely welcomed. The systemic racial disparities in immigration policy have persisted into the modern era. In September 2021, horse-mounted United States Border Patrol agents used unnecessary and aggressive force against Haitian asylum seekers near Del Rio, Texas. An estimated 15,000 Haitian migrants had gathered in a makeshift encampment under the Del Rio International Bridge during a severe humanitarian crisis. White, mounted agents aggressively chased and herded black Haitian migrants who were crossing the shallow Rio Grande to bring food to their families. While initial reports accused agents of whipping migrants, investigations later confirmed that the agents swung the loose ends of their long split reins to guide their horses and deter crossings. Nevertheless, a 511-page internal investigation by U.S. Customs and Border Protection concluded that agents used unnecessary force, maneuvered horses dangerously close to children, and used profane language. This aggressive behavior occurred in the context of the shift to mass incarceration and aggressive enforcement that has historically targeted black communities. Civil rights organizations argued that the aggressive tactics in Del Rio highlighted a persistent, racially motivated bias in immigration enforcement. Fleeing black migrants continue to experience harsher treatment and higher rates of exclusion compared to other national groups. These patterns demonstrate that the legacy of historical bias remains active in modern border enforcement. The human cost of these policies is reflected in recent demographic data. According to reports from the International Organization for Migration, regional governments carried out 270,214 forced returns of Haitian nationals in 2025. This figure represents a 36% increase from the previous year. Crucially, 98% of these deportations originated from the Dominican Republic. Furthermore, the Dominican Republic's General Directorate of Migration expelled 196,321 Haitians in the first half of 2026 alone. To meet weekly quotas, Dominican authorities deployed military-style tactics, conducting arbitrary detentions and nighttime raids in community slums, known as Baitais. Agents actively raided hospitals and medical centers, detaining and deporting vulnerable groups in direct violation of international human rights protocols. These raids targeted individuals when they were at their most vulnerable. Consequently, these sweeping tactics caused deportations of adult women to surge by 92% between 2024 and 2025. Deportations of girls surged by 152%, and deportations of boys surged by 133% during the same period. These sharp demographic increases demonstrate that the enforcement campaign is targeting entire families rather than only single adult males. This systemic targeting of families has caused widespread trauma throughout the diaspora community. Faced with mass expulsions, global Haitian advocacy networks are organizing protests, legal challenges, and legislative remedies. This mobilization draws upon a rich history of successful political resistance. Historically, when Congress passed the Nicaraguan Adjustment and Central American Relief Act in 1997, It granted green cards to hundreds of thousands of Central Americans, but explicitly excluded Haitian asylum seekers. This exclusion stemmed from Cold War foreign policy dynamics and systemic racial biases that favored migrants fleeing communist regimes. In response, Haitian American advocacy networks, civil rights organizations, and key allies mobilized nationwide. This massive public outcry forced Congress to pass the separate Haitian Refugee Immigration Fairness Act on October 21, 1998. This legislation provided a pathway to permanent residency for tens of thousands of Haitian nationals. Today, the diaspora is utilizing this historical blueprint. Just hours after the Mullen versus Doe ruling in 2026, Congresswoman Frederica Wilson introduced the Haitian Refugee Immigration Fairness Act of 2026 to provide an immediate pathway to permanent residency for Haitian TPS holders. Groups such as the Haitian Bridge Alliance, led by Guerline Joseph, the Undocu Black Network, and the Black Alliance for Peace, are active on multiple fronts. They are organizing solidarity rallies, challenging TPS terminations, and demanding that regional governments respect the international law principle of non-refoulement. This mobilization reflects the deep resilience of Black families and communities in their ongoing struggle for human dignity. The headlines detailing mass deportations and regional rollbacks are the modern manifestations of a long history of institutional exclusion. Whether through the historic violence of the Parsley Massacre, the legal disenfranchisement of La Sentencia, the offshore internment policies at Guantanamo Bay, or the Supreme Court's 2026 stripping of judicial review for TPS, regional powers have repeatedly prioritized exclusion over humanitarian protections. The legal systems of regional powers have consistently operated to restrict access to safety and citizenship for Haitian individuals. In response, the global Haitian diaspora continues to draw upon a deep legacy of civil rights advocacy to fight for the basic human dignity of asylum seekers. The struggle is not only about legal status, but about the fundamental right to exist without fear of state-sponsored violence. By organizing across national borders, diaspora groups demonstrate that solidarity remains their strongest tool. The historical pattern of exclusion is clear, but the history of Black mobilization proves that organized resistance can shift policy and protect vulnerable lives. Copyright, African Elements.